Viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS, has been found in several spots in Lake Michigan and Lake Superior since 2009 and is blamed for large-scale fish die-offs in all of the lower Great Lakes. But now it appears this virus is benign. VHS can cause the internal organs of fish to rupture, and it was feared that it would wipe out commercial fishing. But Wisconsin DNR Lake Superior Fisheries Supervisor Peter Stevens says they haven't found any fish kills this year, not one from VHS.
It does not seem to be causing massive fish kills or significant impacts to the fisheries resource so far as we can tell.
Why is that? I mean, that was the big fear.
You know, there are a number of theories. We really don't have an exact answer.
Steven says it appears fish have created their own VHS vaccine.
These fish species will shed a little bit of the virus every year, which acts almost like a booster shot to the fish immune system, causing these antibodies to be produced.
Ironically, money to continue surveying fish for VHS was cut by the federal government this year, so they're dependent on commercial and recreational anglers. But this year, no reports of fish killed from VHS.
I would take that as a very good sign, even though it is present in the system.
But Stevens cautions that surveillance and quarantine of Great Lakes water and bait must continue so it doesn't spread to inland lakes. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.